Loving brothers and sisters, members of branch churches and local sanctuaries, all believers and viewers in the world who are attending this service through the Internet, today is the anniversary of our church. Let us all give thanks and glory to God, the Trinity, who has established this church and guided it until today in His good will for all peoples of the world. I give thanks to all the pastors, missionaries, workers, and members who have been dedicating yourselves until today. In this message, I will talk to you about how we, Manmin Church, have been able to give glory to God immeasurably until now. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will be filled with grace and fullness of the Spirit in this service. Loving brothers and sisters in Christ, the first reason why we of Manmin could save numerous souls and give glory to God is that we didn't think we did anything at all. People become proud when they have accomplished something, even though it's something small. They might even become overly confident and arrogant, thinking they can do anything. But I could never harbor such thoughts. Through my prayer, hurricanes, floods, drought, and epidemics were driven away, and the Lord's grace has fallen upon millions or even tens of millions of people, but I wouldn't dare feel lifted up. In order to receive God's deep and secretive words and preach them, I fasted more often than I ate, and I prayed all night more often than I slept, and yet I couldn't become arrogant. It's because I know so very well that if God is not with me, I am nothing. Before I met God, I was only awaiting death with all my body sickened, except my two eyes. I couldn't perform as a proper human being, not to mention the head of the family. I was despised by many people. And yet, God first came to me and met me. The moment I knelt before God, He healed me of all my diseases at once. He also called me as a servant of the Lord. In May 1978, God spoke to me during my prayer, saying, "My servant, whom I have chosen before the ages, I will use you. You will cross mountains, rivers, and seas, and wherever you go, I will be with you, and you will let all the nations know that I am alive." In reality, it was very difficult to obey God's calling at the time. I was healed of my diseases, but I had a tremendous amount of debt from my 7 years of sickness. I was just an ordinary man raising three children in a one-bedroom house. I wasn't confident that I could study theology because I was already quite old and I had no memory power. I didn't feel I could stand before people because of my introversive personality. All I had then was my experience of being healed of my diseases and the spiritual life I received by being forgiven of my sins through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Knowing my thoughts and situations, God continued to speak to me as follows. "I have chosen you since before the ages, and I have kept you with my blazing eyes until now. Your wife is to take care of your shop, and you will begin the way to become my servant. Then you will earn more than the amount both you and your wife could earn. Your money will not run out. Your rice box will not become empty. You'll be able to help others. It is God who put you in the lowest place, and it is also God who has guided and will guide you in the future. Now you understand why I led you to the lowest place of life. I will lift you up to the highest place with my power. As He spoke to me, I was nothing, yet He made me His instrument to preach the gospel all over the world, crossing mountains, rivers, and seas. Countless souls were delivered from the bonds of idolatry and were healed of incurable diseases. Many pastors and leaders carry the handkerchiefs on which I prayed and are winning many souls all over the world, also crossing the mountains, rivers, and seas. Furthermore, the holiness gospel and God's power are broadcast all over the world, adding to the numbers of those saved. Transcending time and space, my prayers manifest the works of recreation in this world that has a lot of natural disasters, just as prophesied in the Bible about the end time. When we gave glory to the Lord alone, He let us give Him glory even more greatly. Our Father God and the Lord have received glory through me who is nothing, and through all the workers of Mamin who have been humbly dedicating themselves. Let us give all glory to God once again. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will also become precious instruments who give glory only to the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the second reason Mamin could win many souls and give glory to God for the last 38 years that we didn't consider anything our own. The Apostle Paul gave up many things to fulfill the will of the Lord. Paul explained about it as follows. 1 Corinthians 9:4 and 5 say, Do we not have a right to eat and drink? Do we not have a right to take along a believing wife, even as the rest of the apostles and the brothers of the Lord in Cephas? And in the latter part of verse 7, it says, Who plants a vineyard and does not eat the fruit of it? Or who tends a flock and does not use the milk of the flock? Paul was saying he had every right to take what he needed for his hard work as the Lord's apostle, but he wouldn't. It's because, as he said in the latter part of verse 12, Nevertheless, we did not use this right, but we endure all things so that we will cause no hindrance to the gospel of Christ. He gave up his rights because he was afraid that some believers might have had misunderstandings and reject the gospel, thinking he was seeking money and he considered personal matters more important than the ministry. Brothers and sisters, I can understand this heart of Paul so very well. As for me, I have never considered even my personal time and my money my own, which I can use as I see fit. Until this day, I've always considered that everything I have belongs to God, even my wife and children, my life and my heart. So can you imagine I've wasted anything I have? How can I use the time and money of the Lord for my personal gain? Whenever I had time, I prayed, fasted, and worked for His kingdom. Also, whenever I had time, I had meetings with you to plant faith in you and to pray for you. Even on my way to the church and back home, I didn't rest but held your hands with all my strength. I didn't mind if my hands were scratched and torn by holding hands of thousands of believers. Sometimes my hands were scratched and blood, but I didn't care but kept doing it. When I had a short resting time, and even on my birthday, I thought about the ways to make such times of the rest benefit the kingdom of God and the believers. So many believers were healed of incurable diseases like cancers and other disabilities, and our church continually gave glory to God. All the diseases recorded in the Bible, and viruses, infirmities, and disabled, all were healed through my prayer. More diseases than those have been healed through my prayer. Diseases in the Bible, and more other diseases too. AIDS were healed in many countries. Last stages of cancers, lung diseases, any diseases were healed through my prayer. There was no disease that couldn't be healed. However, some of you may say, oh, my disease was not healed. There are people who didn't get well. Then you know, I've been teaching you just as what is said in the Bible. You know well why you cannot be healed even after receiving my prayer. If those problems such as sins, what of sin before God, or worshiping idols are healed, anybody could be healed. They were surely healed then. Now our church members don't consider the last stage of cancers as a serious disease. Well, there is no leprosy these days. But in the past, someone with leprosy, because he couldn't come before others, he hid himself and covered himself with a chadar and attended the revival meeting I conducted. When I prayed from the altar, he was healed of leprosy immediately. Well, since lepers don't go around like this, I cannot do it though now. Anyways, lepers were healed after receiving the prayer in the world like this, and we glorified God. The reason I live each day of my life is not to enjoy anything personal, but only to accomplish the kingdom of God. Of course, when I gave up my things, I didn't do it reluctantly. I willingly gave them up because I feel the happiest when I give glory to God. John 4:34 says, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work." Likewise, I could enjoy true satisfaction and happiness when I fulfill the will of God. And it's not just me. Other pastors, leaders, and members have cultivated such faith. And for this reason, we of Mam Min have been able to accomplish word evangelism together with charitable works. For giving us this grace, let us give all thanks and glory to God the Father. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the third reason why Mam Min could save many souls and give glory to God for the last 38 years is because our hearts were only filled by the souls that are bought by the blood of the Lord. In Colossians 3:1, the Apostle Paul, who wrote most of the New Testament, advised the believers as follows. Therefore, if you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. As for me too, since I was healed of all my diseases, I have been seeking only the things above. I love the Father God and the Lord who came to me, healed me, and saved me when I was sick and lonely. I then began to see the many poor souls. I had a dream of becoming a rich elder of a church and help those who were sick and poor like I used to be. But God gave me words that I never expected. He said, "You loved me foremost and me alone, rather than your parents, your children, or your wife. Therefore, I will pay you back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, and a hundredfold." And he called me as a servant of the Lord. To my surprise, the more I loved God, the more I came to love the souls too. I had burning love for the souls that are created in God's image and for whom the Lord Jesus shed His blood to save those souls. God gave His only begotten Son to gain true children who resemble God the Father perfectly and with whom He could share His love. And this heart of God was vividly delivered to me. I have been dedicating my whole life to lead countless souls to not just heaven, but all the way to New Jerusalem that has the throne of God and the Lord. As the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:15, "I will most gladly spend and be expended for your souls. I never felt it wasteful to give everything I had, if only it was for the souls." No matter how great the toil and sufferings were, I willingly accepted it all, if it was for the souls. When I left because of the souls. And when I cried because of the souls. Now I pour out my heart before you by reading to you the profession of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 11:27 to 29, which is my profession as well. I have been in labor and hardship through many sleepless nights in hunger and thirst, often without food and cold and exposure. Apart from such external things, there is the daily pressure on me of concern for all the churches. Who is weak without my being weak? Who is led into sin without my intense concern? Loving brothers and sisters, for Mamin to become what it is today, there were hardships too. We dedicated all our lives to the winning of the souls, but just because we had great revival in this church, some other churches got jealous and tried to destroy us. Even in times like that, the things that made me shed tears were not the misunderstandings of the world about me. My greatest pain was to see the souls that left the truth due to their weak faith and to see those who committed unforgivable sins because their spiritual eyes were blinded by their own evil. While I, as the shepherd, was interceding for the souls so that I could cast away sins and evil and receive blessings and answers, I was at the brink of death many times. But my greatest concern was not about my physical pain. I was only filled with such thoughts as, even after I did everything I could and gave everything I had, still there are souls that dwell in sins. What more can I do for them? This was my greatest sorrow. Of course, through those steps, God the Father, the God of justice, set me up as the shepherd of numerous souls in more than many branch and associative churches around the world. He gave me even the power of recreation that transforms the hearts of men. Therefore, many people cast off evil and are being sanctified. Isaiah 64 says, "Lift up your eyes round about and see that they all gather together. They come to you. Your sons will come before afar, and your daughters will be carried in their arms." As said, increasingly greater multitudes of souls are coming to this church as they go by. Of course, it was possible thanks to many pastors, leaders, and members who have been dedicating their lives for the salvation of souls, helping their shepherd. Let us give all thanks and glory to Father God, who has filled our hearts with the desire of winning the souls. Loving brothers and sisters, the biggest burden in my heart is soul's salvation. I've been showing you so many things. I've been showing spiritual realm as if you touch them so that you can believe. I've done many things until now. But when I see those who are still committing sins and going the way of death, the way of hell, my heart hurts the most, and I am worried. How can I save their souls? When I prayed like that, Father even gave me the power of recreation, to change the heart. I don't understand. Through this church, Book of Heaven and Hell have been published. They've been translated and spread to many countries. People in the world have been changed after reading these books. But still, there are people who are sinning. It's not understandable for me. God showed us the spiritual realm as if we touched it. He let us experience it. But because it is not visible, they don't believe there is a spiritual realm. Well, they don't believe angels because they cannot see. The same goes for demons. However, many of us who are with open spiritual eyes see angels, demons, and all spiritual world. The spiritual realm surely exists. Also, the kingdom of heaven is clearly classified. There are the first kingdom, second kingdom, third, and New Jerusalem. I explained it and let you experience it. But still, there are people who don't believe but sin. If you believe, you can never sin. But because you don't believe, you sin. It's too painful for me to see such souls. I've shown them so much. I've let them experience and see the spiritual realm. I've helped them know the Lord God. I still don't understand how they sin and go to hell, the way of death. It is the most painful thing to me. Most of our members are now living according to the word and live a life toward heaven diligently, but there are souls who are not able to do so. Some people are newcomers. They don't know the truth, so I can understand them. But how many proofs have you seen in this church that God is alive? You've touched and experienced it. Well, so many people from the world come to our church to meet God. They come to this church to meet and experience God. They come and all of them say that they've seen God and they've met God in this church. They say that they experienced God here. I've been making this church so that you can see, touch, and experience God. But still, there are souls who do not believe but sin and go to hell. About dragonflies, well, most of you here heard about dragonflies, right? Let me explain what you know. Where do they come from? On this earth, their eggs are laid and dragonflies are reproduced in this way. But the dragonflies we are talking here come out from the sky. When we hold the summer retreat, thousands of dragonflies come down from the sky around the sun. They come down from the sky while our members are watching. Well, what is that? A parachute? Even a parachute falling from an airplane doesn't fall right away, straightly. It flies away and falls because the wind blows. Dragonflies are so light and they come from very high where the wind is strong. They may be blown by the wind, but they come down straight. They come down from the sky around the sun to the place where our members are. And they sit on the heads of our members. They sit on your fingers, foreheads, and clothes. Show us such things. Dragonflies are afraid of man, so they must run away. They cannot sit on us, but they are not afraid. They come and sit on us nicely. They come down from high in the sky because there is the spiritual realm. The spiritual realm opens and they come down. That's why they are not afraid of us. Because angels from God worked so, they come and sit on us. They don't come just to see, to make our summer retreat happy. Father sends them. Well, the hardest thing at the summer retreat is the heat. So Father makes the weather cool. Even though other places are at 37 or 35 degrees Celsius, Father makes the place where we are with the temperature like 25 or 26 degrees Celsius. Also, we hate mosquitoes in summer. So, mosquitoes and moths. So, dragonflies come down to catch mosquitoes. They wipe out so many mosquitoes in the mountain where we are. And, of course, they will eat all moths and catch them. So, there is no moth. Whatever we do at night, like having BBQ party and so on. By doing so, God has been helping us have clean and cool summer retreat in the first week of August every year. So our MAMI members cannot help but believe in God because you see an experience like that, you know, heat warning. They send a heat warning text message through your phone. They say to be careful because the heat wave caution have been issued. But we don't feel the heat wave because it's so cool. Well, you can see the wind blowing. The wind doesn't always blow like that. As it's cool, we don't need the wind. When does the wind blow? Now the temperature goes down from 30 to 29 or 28 degrees Celsius. It happens our sports day in the summer retreat. When the temperature goes down to 28 degrees, the wind blows to make it up. When it is hot, the wind blows again and make it down. It's repeated all day from the morning to night. When the temperature goes up about 2 or 3 degrees, the wind blows to make it down. It's repeated all day long, so we don't feel hot. It's cool when we hold a sports day. God showed us that the spiritual realm exists like this. Dragonflies come out from the spiritual realm, although we cannot see it. God let us see and experience it. He also heals us. Also, He let them eat all mosquitoes and moths so that we could enjoy a very refreshing summer retreat every year. Likewise, I'm not saying to believe heaven which doesn't exist. I'm not saying there is spiritual realm while there is not. Because there is a spiritual realm, they come from it. It's also written in many parts of the Bible. Where did our Lord ascend to heaven? He ascended as much as there were clouds. Then the clouds completely covered him so that he was not visible. He then entered the spiritual realm. If people saw it, they would be surprised. They would be watching continually. So he ascended to the point where there is spiritual realm, and then he let the clouds cover and they couldn't see him. Then he entered the spiritual realm. So spiritual realm exists. Please believe it. The Almighty God is alive. Heaven and hell exist. I'm not telling you to believe heaven, which doesn't exist. I'm not telling you to believe hell, which doesn't exist. Hell surely exists. There is a terrifying fire pit in hell. Don't be scared. Don't be afraid, because you won't go to hell, right? All you have to do is to live good and live according to the word of God and believe heaven. Because you accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior and you are saved, how good it is that you don't go to hell. How happy you are. People who accepted Jesus Christ as the Savior and live by the word, because they live by the God's word, they don't sin nor evil. So they don't get any diseases or germs. They don't meet any disasters. Our mommy members have never encountered any disasters until now. Although there are people who cannot live by the word completely because they are the flock of mommy, Father God protects them not to meet disasters. We have many members, so some of them may have car accidents, but you don't. Even if you have a car accident, you are all protected. Even though your car is scrapped, you are kept intact. We give all thanks and glory to Father God who filled our hearts with the desire for soul's salvation like this. Let me conclude the message. Loving brothers and sisters, one of the songs given by God the Father is the Heart of the Shepherd too. There's not one thing that has been done on my own. It's the Father who's working instead of me. Every day I pray for the glory of the Lord and for the souls that He has given me. My Father God, You are my everything. My precious Lord, You are God's gift to me. I pray each day that these souls will cling to Thee, hold You fast, and never let go of Thee. Loving pastors and members, I hope you will only have the Father and the Lord in your heart. I earnestly hope that you will devote yourself to praying for the glory of the Lord and for the souls and give glory to God the Father and the Lord and eventually enter the city of New Jerusalem in glorious heaven together.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries. and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.